It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wide open.
I do believe that it is wide open.
It was wide open.
If the Niners can get, you know, healthy, even if CMC doesn't come back, I still think they can get
out of
the NFC.
Yeah, I think they have enough.
I do too.
I think they have enough.
I also won't be as devastated. No, I say that today.
Yeah.
Let's wait till. But yeah, I wouldn't be as devastated because stuff's happened this year. Right. It's all over the place.
The Warriors expect the unexpected, I guess.
Well,
I'm
expecting?
What?
A fun season.
Fun.
And if they make the playoffs, I'll be really happy.
It's always fun game.
I'm really excited for Kuminga.
We'll get excited. We'll get to Draymond's back and forth because I love Scott Osler from the San Francisco Chronicle. I thought there was a better way he could have got about his business with Draymond. I actually don't fault Draymond for that back and forth at all. I know he's an easy target to get on in those situations, but I thought
it's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was obvious that Scott was looking for a little something extra, and it's media day, and it's like, all right, it's a new season. I get where Scott was trying to go, but it just didn't deliver in the way they were supposed to deliver. Anyway, we'll get to that, and I'll explain a little bit later. But the vibe around the Warriors is it's a fresh start. There's no Klay Thompson. Chris Paul's down in San Antonio next to Victor Wembanyama. But the vibe was good, man. I met D'Anthony Melton. He seems like a really good dude. Andrew Wiggins was a little under weather at media day. I know people want to make jokes about that, but I ran into Wiggins and I just said, "Hey man, condolences." Honestly, I dapped him up. He said, "How you doing?" I go, "Hey man, condolences." And he gave me a little half hug and said, "Man," and he tapped his heart and said, "I really appreciate that, man." And it could just kind of tell he just seemed in a better spot.
He lost his dad, dude.
You know, exactly. And
there's
everybody
not a day goes by where I don't mention, bring him up, think about him.
You know,
believe me, I get it.
Yeah. So everybody grieves differently, and now that he knows that his dad is in a better place, not battling health issues, then maybe he can have a clear head and play better. And I think he will play better for the Golden State Warriors this season because it feels like Steve Kerr's empowering him again, saying, "I want Wiggins to shoot 6 or 7 threes. I want him to shoot threes. Moody, I want him to shoot threes. Ready to beat Pods." Pods is like, "Hey, I want to come on." Literally goes, "When can I come to the studio with you guys?" Mike Potts, man. You don't want to come to the studio with us 6-10.
Yeah, you can.
It's a long time.
Why are you doing this? No, yes, you can. Brandon Pachevsky, if you're out there, come into the studio. Let's do this, dude.
Well, he's in Hawaii right now, but Potts is a good dude.
Hey, send the audio to him. Let him know that he's invited.
What was that, Logan?
You can send this audio to him. Let him know that he's invited.
So he knows he's invited. I told Raymond Ritter, I said, "Potts wants to come to the studio," because we could make that happen.
We might not have to run it through Raymond. Maybe we just go direct.
Unofficial third co-host.
Let's cut out the middleman.
How do you like Raymond. That, Mr. Bonte?
But Bonte, you're omitting someone that I'm just curious. Did you run into Draymond?
I did not run into Draymond Green because everybody's curious about that.
Shot, you talking
looking
to me.
For Draymond.
Were you?
He was done early.
So you were looking
early.
For him?
Yeah.
Or?
I was looking for him.
Uh-huh.
I was looking for him.
Is Draymond in here? Because I want to leave this room if he's in here.
No, I'm not pulling no Shasky, man. No, I was looking for him.
Is this story time? We have an open for this because I want you to explain more about we have a new thing that I'm going to do now. Let's just play it right now.
Okay.
Hear ye, quiet down, quiet down. The king has something to say. Your majesty, could you please tell us a king's tale from your travels across the realm?
Oh, the king's tale? What's the king's tale?
Oh, that's
good. I didn't tell for you.
So tell us more about Media Day, Bonte.
That's pretty good.
Tell us, King.
That's pretty
Come
good.
Come on, I knew you'd
please
like that.
Please don't call me King. It makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Tell us what else happened on Media Day.
So Media Day, I run into Dennis Scott, 3D.
No way.
Orlando Magic. He was doing some work for NBA TV, me, him, and Steven Erickson. You know Steve, who sets up everybody's LinkedIn. He was setting up Dennis Scott's LinkedIn.
Great guy.
Love Steven. He was there. We were all chilling it in. Dennis Scott was waiting for Steph Curry, so they did a one-on-one. And then, kind of like how we experienced it a couple years ago at Media Day, Steph leaves the table. There's all these people. Danny Emmer, from the Bay Area News Group was shouting, "Hey, Bonte." And then Steph looks over at me and goes, "Bonte, how you doing?" And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to lie. I was just like, man, this is all these people over here. He seeks me out to say what's up, right?
It's Steph, man,
right? He's so cool. And you know what he goes? He goes, "Hey, man, your boy Wet-Wet. I met your boy Wet-Wet." And I thought Steph was trolling. Honest to God, I said, "Wait, what are you talking? Like, you got to stop." I literally go, "You got to stop listening to our show, man. It's not good for you. It's not good for you to listen to the show."
Did you tell Steph that he could also come into studio anytime he wants?
I did not say that to him. I was too middle.
I was too confused.
I was too confused. This is about me.
The king
not you.
Didn't tell him that the court jester said hi.
This is about me. She said, "Story time with the king. Court jester, please sit back and chill. Listen." He goes, "Wet-Wet," and I go, "Wait a minute, Wet-Wet. What are you talking about?" Because I ran into your boy Wet-Wet. He said, "What's up?" And I'm like, "What?" And so I call Wet-Wet. I go, "Hey, man, you didn't happen to run into Steph Curry." He goes, "Yeah, I did last week." And I told him, "Hey, man, make sure you give Bonte Hill some grief." The fact that Steph remembered to relay that message is what makes Steph Steph. How do you remember the nickname Wet-Wet? And then you're like, "Hey, man, I ran into your boy Wet-Wet." So I was talking to a security guard, Yusuf, for a while, and we were chopping it up. What else did I do? Looney. Looney. Come on, Looney.
This is a king's tale.
This is a king's tale. Come
Keep
on,
going.
Looney. I told you guys he looks phenomenal, right?
No. Tell us more, my leash.
But you see okay. him. He looks phenomenal. You see him doing yoga in Hawaii. He looks great. So I go, "Looney, you're really going to shoot the ball more, huh?" He goes, "You and Bully always tell me to shoot it more." I said, "Man, Looney, you're my guy.
Kobe.
You're my guy."
Spadoni's in his bag.
"You're my guy, Looney." So he will shoot it a little bit more. What else did
What else happened, McKing?
Oh, I'll tell you what else happened. Kareth Breck saw my girl KP, great KP, gave her a fat hug, and was like, "Hey, man, you did your thing at the Olympics." She's ready to roll. Her son's growing and growing and growing and growing, like 12, 13 months, starting to walk. Learned how to walk overseas, go figure, in Ireland. Now he's back in the States, and he's doing a stig, and he's saying, mama. Larry June Pilo and DJ D Sharp.
Oh.
Run into those guys.
Tell them I said hi?
I did not tell them to say hi, but they did ask me my opinions on the 49ers. And then Larry June, he's walking over. I'm like, "Who is that?" He points at me, goes, my man, what's up? And he apologizes for his appearance on the postgame show from two seasons ago. I'm like, "Why are you apologizing?" He goes, "I was just too lit, man. I was just too lit." I said, "Well, that's what actually made it great. And you gave us the greatest rejoin in the show's history, and you did it on one take." He goes, "Oh, yeah, my boys text me all the time. Yeah, that was y'all, man." And I go, "Yeah, you made a sound effect during that show. Love it."
Come on, man. You got Larry June in the building. You listen to the morning roast.
We want him in studio, and I need to be in one of his videos.
No, this is not about you. This is about me. All right? This is not about you.
This is a king's tale.
This is a king's tale.
That's right. You're right.
This is a king's
right,
tale.
Right.
We're not talking about
right
the peasants right here.
No, I'm kidding.
That's too strong.
No, actually, I am enjoying this.
The music is so good.
It
was a terrible joke. But Love Mitty even knows. He did a sound effect during the hit. He goes, "You know, I don't watch much basketball, but when I played, I was like Michael Jordan." And boop, 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 boop. And I was like, he was like, "Yeah, man, I was just too lit, man. I was like, hey, man, made for great television." And that was that. And that was Media Day. So it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun at Media Day.
Lubman, do you have any voices you want to get in here?
No, I thought that was a very rousing tale from you there, Bonte.
We got through it.
I liked it a lot. I'm glad I got to hear about your Media Day travels and all the friends that you got to shake hands with.
The king held court.
The King did hold court.
And then I read it to R.C. Davis and Jimbo, James Kincaid. Uh-huh. They had all the liners ready to go. They were going to have Draymond and Steph do liners for the Morning Roast, but they didn't make it to their section at Media Day.
Draymond said, liners for the Morning Roast.
Oh, look at the time. I have to go. Wow, that works out. The Q rating for
James Kincaid just plummeting the last few months in Florida.
Anytime Bonte has a story to tell, we're going to do a King's Tale.
Yeah, I have a lot of stories.
What did you think of that? You like that?
Oh, I do like them. It's just tough for me to get through stories on the show. You guys all play on drops and cut me off.
That's the beauty of
one of these days we gotta get Shasky in on these stories too, so then Shasky doesn't have to try and be like, well, did you ask him about me? I know, man.
It's like,
so we gotta get some collabs here on
this. I gotta just start asking people, hey man, you know Shasky this and Shasky that. I gotta just start implementing that into my game plan. Oh, I will say this.
Here we go.
You are known. Trust me. They know who you are. You said Steph Curry security guard. I probably shouldn't admit this, but we're talking. I was like, yeah, man. Mortar. He goes, oh, yeah, man. You and Shasky. He goes, you know, Shasky's like a roller coaster. He's like a roller coaster. And it reminds me of when I was in Boston when we got there for game three. And my boy Ryan, who was working with the G League affiliate at the time, he goes, hey, man, is Shasky always like that? He's all over the place sometimes, man. When we lose, he's in panic mode, man. Is he like that for real? I'm worried about his health.
That's how I am.
I was like, yeah, that's just who he is.
Yeah, exactly. Who he is. By golly.
So you know what's cold? And this is why.
The real winners have a hard time dealing with losing.
You're right about
me
that.
Me and Buster Posey.
But you know what? You know what's funny? Now that I think about it, that's why it bugs me sometimes. I'm like, you a guru get away with everything. Because all those dudes be like, that's just Shasky. He's up and down. Exactly. We know what it is. And I'm like, well, how come you guys hold me to everything? Well, you know, Bonte, well, you say things. And I'm like,
you know what they say? Heavy is the crown.
That's what they say.
I just like how that conversation started with Yusuf Gobes. Like, oh, yeah, man, the Morning Roast, man. Like, I like how that's how the conversation started.
Well, I don't know
how
the conversation started. It just kind of developed into that. It's like, yeah, Morning Radio, you know, I'm working off no sleep right now, man.
Getting back to your original point, though. It does feel like, to me, I'm very excited for the Warriors season this year. And my favorite part of all of this, and this is not a shot at Klay Thompson, so please just understand. But I think him not being on the team.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.